Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 11th, 2003, the July 1954 Sun Studio session for Elvis Presley's debut single, That's All Right, is voted the most pivotal moment in rock history by Mojo magazine readers. Bob Dylan's switch from acoustic to electric guitars in 1965 came in second, ahead of the release of the Clash's debut single, White Riot, in 1977. The Beatles' first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964 was fourth, and the Rolling Stones' release of Jumpin' Jack Flash placed fifth. On this day in 1991, Apple Computer settles a lawsuit launched by the Beatles' record company, Apple Corporation, over name and logo rights. The computer company reportedly paid about $29 million to settle the suit. On this day in 1976, Donna Summer's fourth studio album, Four Seasons of Love, is released. The LP contained just five songs, two on side one, three on side two, but all of them went to number one on Billboard's disco chart. On this day in 1969, Grand Funk Railroad's debut album, On Time, enters the Billboard Hot 200 album chart at number 65. Although music critics bashed them, Grand Funk will become one of the best-selling acts in rock history. And on this day, October 11, 1965, a hitmaker of the 60s marries the secretary of his fan club, Pauline Behan. When he first asked her for a date, she was George Harrison's girlfriend. But George was away in Hamburg, and so she accepted. After one particular falling out, her heartbroken boyfriend wrote a number one hit for Pauline, which touched her so much, she quickly patched things up. The two stayed together until his death on January 3rd, 2021, at the age of 78. Who was this hitmaker, and what song did he write and record that won the heart of his wife, who stayed by his side for 56 years? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 11, 1965, a hitmaker of the 60s marries the secretary of his fan club, Pauline Behan. When he first asked for her date, she was George Harrison's girlfriend. But George was away in Hamburg, and so she accepted. After one particular falling out, her heartbroken boyfriend wrote a number one hit for her, which touched her so much, she quickly patched things up. The two stayed together until his death on January 3rd, 2021, at the age of 78. Here's Jerry Marsden, along with the Pacemakers, and Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Time shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy, so don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no, oh oh oh.